better things to do than scramble to fix your next great hire, so let Spherion Staffing do it for you. Visit them online at spherion.com/Utah. That's S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, Utah.com. That's spherion.com/Utah. A tweet coming from longtime Arizona insider, NHL voice, and overall good guy, John Gambardaro, just minutes ago. He said, "I continue to hear April 18th as the day Gary Bettman will make the announcement on the Coyotes being sold to Ryan Smith and the team moving to Salt Lake City. All indications are this is the only option, and all the wheels are in motion for the purchase and the transfer of assets." Here to help us break all this down is our NHL insider, Jay Stevens. And, Jay, you see the tweets and you hear the noise. I mean, are we all but done with this thing, wrapping it up and giving it a final announcement?
Man, it really seems like it, right? Like, everything's just set up, and we keep hearing about it, and it seems like it's too good to be true for somebody like me, but it's here. It's going to happen.
Let's talk about this, Jay, because you go back years in this market, and you go back understanding what the state's all about. At what point did the thought of NHL coming to Utah even hit you as a possibility?
Man, I'll tell you, my entire life I've wanted it, and I kept thinking, oh, I'm going to retire from the fire department and move to Vegas so I can work for their NHL or AHL team, because Utah will never get a team. And then a few years ago, there was a tweet that Ryan Smith was trying to buy the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I'm like, well, that's bizarre. But I think Ryan Smith even saw that tweet, and I think that's when it all started. So, like, 4 years ago, I think everybody started thinking this could really happen, and that's the guy that could do it. That Ryan Smith is pretty put together and has really good vision and can make it happen.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because Ryan Smith did send out a tweet, and I saw you in the picture with him, arms kind of linked and arms up in the air. What kind of guy is Ryan Smith in regards to NHL and just the growth of professional sport here in the state of Utah?
Every interaction I've had with him, he's just been phenomenal, and it's hard to not just get sucked into his energy and see his vision. And he's, you know, I'm so excited to find out that he's a hockey fan and he's played some hockey, roller hockey and a little bit of ice hockey. And he wants it, and he sees it as a really good vehicle to helping the state of Utah, helping downtown Salt Lake City, and just kind of revitalizing that downtown and activating the Delta Center for, you know, 84 nights instead of 42 nights. And he's just got such vision and energy. He's just awesome to be around.
He really does have a lot of vision. And, you know, I've got to imagine that his vision is really narrowed in on developing downtown. I know that there are other options out there, and Utah isn't like some of these other metro markets. He could take it to the point of the mountain. He could take it to Draper. He could take it to some of those areas. But, Jay, it really feels like he wants to keep that downtown revitalized, and he wants to keep it down in that area. What are you hearing in regards to when this announcement is made, where this venue will officially land?
I'm pretty sure. I paid a lot of attention to what was going on when they were putting money from the legislature towards him, and it was the city and the state that approached him. I think he already had his plan, and if you were able to pay attention to what was going on at that time, the city kind of realized, like, oh, if he builds that in Draper, he's probably going to take the Jazz with him. So I think they came to him and gave him an idea, and he's like, man, let's keep the tradition of the Delta Center. That's why it's called the Delta Center again. Let's keep that tradition alive and create some better sight lines for hockey in that building, and let's make this a great venue. And I think he's got the vision for everything around it to clean it up and make it like a real NHL experience.
Have you heard of or do you know of any roadblocks that would keep that from being a possibility?
No, actually, it seems like everybody that he deals with is on board with this and are just removing the roadblocks for him.
I know that's the hope, is keeping it all downtown and having that combo down there. He released those renderings, Jay. I know you saw them. they're beautiful. I mean, you talk about Ryan Smith's vision. The vision was put down in print on a tweet that he sent out. What did you think about some of the renderings that you saw?
Man, it looks like so much fun, and it looks like it's such a great environment. I'm actually going to Vegas right now. My friends at Chipman Roofing gave me tickets to go to the Knights game, and it's like when you go to an NHL game, you sit, you go outside, you get there at 5 o'clock, and there's dining, and there's drinks, and there's shopping, and you just hang out, and you get to chirp at other people that are wearing other teams' jerseys, and it's as much fun outside the arena as it is inside the arena. And I think that's exactly what that's designed to be. And granted, it gets a little colder in Utah than it does in Vegas, but that just becomes like a Christmas village. You just hang out, drink hot chocolate, and just get ready for an amazing night of hockey.
Hey, we do need to make a little bit of emphasis on this because I've had a couple of pictures now tweeted at me. Every time the Kings have come to play in the Delta Center, I've gone out there to that, the Blitz on the Ice or whatever they call it, and I've had a blast, and there are site issues. Talk to people what the sight line means and how the Delta Center can house the Coyotes for a period of time, but why ultimately it's going to have to be redone.
Well, especially behind the nets, you can't look down and see what's going on in the action in one end if you're in that end. So it's really limited visibility there. And I think what the plan is to use the money they got from the state to blow out the sides of the Delta Center, create an amazing sight line, like change the angles of the arena so that you can see into the corners of the building. And I think that's the overall goal is, for basketball, it's easy because there's not boards. It's just you're right on the floor. But with hockey, you got to have those boards. You got to have those deep corners. So I think they're going to change those sight lines behind the boards. And that was really the only problem. Which is funny, that's where I buy tickets to see the frozen fury. I like to sit right behind the net as a goalie. That's been my vision. And I think those are where they're going to change the sight lines the most. Like, hopefully they're going to release some future renderings of that. But in the meantime, you sell 14,500 seats of good view, maybe some limited or some obstructed view seats. And it's way better than what's been going on in, with the 4,600 seat arena in Phoenix.
Well, now that you bring up the details of blowing out those sides and building out the edges, just going back to the rendering, I've had it in front of me about 1,000 times because I know there's always tails and tips in those things when they're released by owners. And you can see how it's telescoped out. Even in the rendering, you can see how Delta Center is kind of telescoped out on the edges. So I even think that initial picture shows a bit of what you just mentioned, Jay.
Yeah, and I think that was the plan. I think I saw one of his people on the media just recently, and they were talking about that. Like, for basketball, the seats typically are steeper, and for hockey, they're more laid out so you can see flatter. And they kind of already had that in mind when they got that money from the state. That's what they want to do is just make it. It's going to be, like you said, a little more scoped out, a little more flat. It's going to change the Delta Center for the better, in my opinion, and. I'm just so looking forward to this. It's going to be amazing.
You and I both, Jay. And look, I'm a football guy through and through. It's my passion. It's my family's passion. It's in my blood. Football is my life and has been since I was probably 11. I haven't really done anything other than football. So it's my life. But I think if I could make a transition to any other sport, it'd be hockey. Just the toughness of it. It feels like these guys still truly play for the love of the game, even at the NHL level. It feels like they play for the love of the game, so I'm excited about that. Last thing before we let you go, give me an idea of what we're looking at price-wise per ticket. I know it'll fluctuate, but I know what the Golden Knights, I know that Golden Knights ticket is one of the more expensive tickets in Vegas, but kind of walk us through an idea of when this happens, the announcement comes down, and we see the puck drop for next season, what type of price we're talking about per ticket.
So typically, the research I've been doing lately says 18 to 20% less than NBA tickets for the same market. The Knights are a tough one. The seats I'm sitting in are glass seats, right up against the glass. And they're $500, and that comes with free food and everything. So figure you could get into that building for a couple hundred bucks, it's more than going to see the Grizzlies, but like 20% less than you'd pay for an NBA ticket, and way more excitement.
Jay, you're great. Drive safe. Enjoy the Golden Knights game. Thanks for the insight, man. I'm just pumped to ride this excitement with you. I'm happy for you, and I'm happy for the state. And I just want to see this all getting taken care of so when the announcement comes down, it's a smooth transition, and we're rocking and rolling for the start of next season.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the one thing I've learned about that, about Ryan Smith, is everything's going to be pretty smooth. He's got his vision, and he's got people around him that seem to just work out every little detail. So I'm going to be just living at KSL on Wednesday and Thursday, waiting for that so that we can be, like, the first ones on the story. And then I want to take you to your first NHL game in Salt Lake. Let's convert you.
Let's do it, man. I'm all about it. Utah Puck Report on KSL Sports. You're going to hear it from Jay Stevens, and you're going to get the insight that you need. Jay, you're great. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.